From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, the evolution of university dining halls. First, to Wendy Davis. The Democratic candidate for governor officially releases her memoir today. In Forgetting to Be Afraid, Davis wrote that she ended two pregnancies. The revelation surprised Susan Cockrell, but the social worker from Arlington said she'll vote for Davis.
It doesn't change anything. It makes her more real to me. She's just a regular person like we all are, and we all have things in our lives.
Cockrell was on hand as Davis kicked off her book tour at TCU in Fort Worth last night. Republican opponent Greg Abbott has asked the Texas Ethics Commission to rule if Davis's book tour constitutes an illegal corporate contribution. SMU and UT Dallas open new dining halls this fall. They offer vegan, gluten-free, and highly sophisticated foods to students. At SMU, Diana Douglas found attracting the best young minds in the country is much easier with great food.
Freshmen Brendan Burke and Kelly Bonds recently sat down to an eclectic and large lunch.
I'm eating like this unreal shrimp pad thai right now. It's actually really good. They even do like bacon until, what is it, almost noon.
I'll just go and pick something randomly and eat it. And I have yet to find something that I didn't like, so I'm not very picky. Even this is good, the wheatgrass smoothie. Do you want the rest of it?
I'm good.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You don't pick up a tray and go through a line for that spinach, tomato, and wheatgrass smoothie. Instead, tapas-style plates are created at seven stations, including a wood-burning pizza oven, a Mongolian grill, and a fresh salad bar. Circle the stations and take as much as you want.
Great food here all the time. Very healthy, I would say. They have an omelet bar early in the morning, which is fantastic. It's like build your own omelet.
Among the people responsible for all of this is David Turkheil, Senior Director for SMU Dining. Students give him lots of feedback, and he tries to accommodate.
This demographic really appreciates a higher-end, better-presented product, you know, than we've offered in the past.
SMU was ranked among the best colleges for food in America this year by the food blog The Daily Meal. Faculty and staff have started coming to this all-you-can-eat heaven, very different from the dorm cafeterias of yesteryear.
I try and leave my bitterness, you know, out of work as I see the offerings that we're bringing them.
For any old-timers feeling that same bitterness, try eating three meals a day in the same restaurant for 4 years.
No matter how good that restaurant is, people are bound to, you know, get tired of the food.
Priya Krishna just wrote a cookbook called Ultimate Dining Hall Hacks, based on 4 years in the dining halls at Dartmouth. The Grapevine native missed her Tex-Mex and the creativity of cooking her own food. In a dining hall with a similar setup to SMU, Krishna started pulling bread and tomatoes from the sandwich station, onions from the burger bar, oil, vinegar, and chopped bell peppers from the salad bar, and eating her own hacked panzanella. And for dessert,
there's a recipe for sweet potato pie. Take a sweet potato, which usually dining halls will just have like sitting out. You scoop out the flesh, mix in some butter and brown sugar. You crumble cinnamon cereal on top, put a daub of ice cream, and it captures all the same flavors, like the crust, the filling, the like a la mode-ness of sweet potato pie. It's really good.
Crushed cereal over sweet potatoes and an infinite number of other creations, now available even to people without a meal plan. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
And you can find some of Priya Krishna's recipes at keranews.org. It's the 25th anniversary of the Meyerson Symphony Center, and KERA's Art and Seek has been going behind the scenes in a series called Secrets of the Meyerson. Today, Jerome Weeks looks at the future of the Meyerson and how it's tied to the future of classical music.
Dallas Symphony music director Jaap van Zweden has been working on his plan for the future.
If we are going on as we do now, I predict that this orchestra will be seen as, you know, we were talking about the top five in America, and I think that they will have to add a number, and that's Dallas.
The list of the top five American orchestras was drawn up 60 years ago. Whether it's even relevant anymore is an open question. Still, Van Zweden's point remains. He's determined to make the DSO one of the country's best. But what does that even mean when many orchestras are in a crisis? Several have faced bankruptcy or lockouts. Classical CD releases are dwindling. In 2011, the DSO itself nearly maxed out its line of credit. That's the money it draws on to pay the bills. So in 25 years, will there even be an audience coming to hear classical music in the Meyerson? DSO President Jonathan Martin.
If we're lucky, it will be a broader audience. It'll be a more diverse audience. Gone are the days where orchestras could be funded by the 1%. And so if we're going to be around 25 years from now, it will be because we have elevated the value that we're delivering back to the community. You know, 40% of Dallas identifies as Latino. How does that shape our programming? How does that shape our community engagement?
Right now, any of those future concertgoers are young students, and they are being bombarded by more music through more outlets than any previous generation. Classical music is just one tiny choice in a global world of sound. It's a choice many young people never hear. They're not exposed to classical music in their schools. Carlos Vargas thinks that's a shame. The 20-year-old cellist is sitting in the lobby of the Meyerson, where he first learned he'd been admitted to a DSO program called Young Strings. When Vargas was at Booker T. Washington Arts Magnet High School, he was one of the few Latinos studying classical music. Then Young Strings, he says, changed his life.
Once you get your Young Strings teacher, you make this bond with them. They keep you grounded, and they keep you from making bad choices. Being exposed to this was the best thing that has ever happened to me. So I think the earlier the better.
Young Strings is one part of the DSO's educational programs, but it offers more than just music classes to qualified Latino and African American students. The classes turn into personal mentoring. If students can't afford an instrument, they're loaned one. All this is free. Other efforts from the DSO include the new Remix series, which presents more contemporary music. And next May, the orchestra will launch its Arts District-wide Saluna Festival. Like Remix, it's an attempt to present a fresher take on classical music.
If classical music remains a museum piece, then we really will lose people.
Nathan Myers is the director of opera for Booker T. Washington Arts Magnet High School. Much of his effort, he says, is convincing students with no experience in classical music just to give it a chance. He recalls taking students from another DISD school to a concert.
They had never really even been there. As a matter of fact, because my last name is Myers, they thought I was joking when I said, we're going to go to the Meyerson. They're like, yeah, right, Mr. Myers, you know. But we got there and they read it and I was like, wait a minute. Oh, so it's a real place.
Students like these can easily find the entire classical music experience intimidating because it is daunting and unusual. To pay top dollar to sit silently in a huge room, a room designed solely to resonate with the live sound of a large group of artists. That's why Myers works to counter his students' apprehensions. And those students who'd never even heard of the Meyerson?
They were just so overwhelmed by the experience. And I think that whether or not they decided to go into classical music afterwards, they have a personal relationship with it. They have an experience that they can recall that's a positive one.
Whatever else the Meyerson Symphony Center may be, it remains the biggest musical instrument the Dallas Symphony has. If in 25 years the DSO no longer can find an audience to fill it, then Dallas will have built and lost a Stradivarius. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Visit our Secrets of the Meyerson website. It's at artandseek.org/Meyerson. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.